This is episode 1751. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part you tap into when you meditate. Even if you are doing a simple meditation technique, you still allow yourself to pull away from the cares and worries and distractions of the day and focus on your best, highest qualities. And so you are doing very good things for yourself when you meditate. In today's episode, we continue along with our series on how to manage depression. All week long, you've been immersed in meditation techniques and insight on how not to become depressed. And if you find you are depressed, you can do the meditation techniques to help you manage and even overcome your depression. Meditation is one of the best ways to do that. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you layer the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long into your meditation today. Whether this is your fully guided meditation you do on your own, or you're doing the techniques as you go about your day. These are portable techniques you can do whether or not you are seated on your meditation cushion or in your chair, or you are immersed in the most stressful part of your day. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. You can do them pretty much anytime, anywhere. So as you do the meditation techniques today, know that if you would like the full guided half-hour meditations, you can find those on my Sipinome meditation app. There you receive 2 weeks free access to over 1,700 guided meditations organized into series with a theme, just like I do here on the podcast. The difference is that you get a lot of tools, such as a journal customized for each week's theme. So you receive a managed depression journal for this week, as well as a weekly slowdown guide, which is like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips that you can print out and take a look at the different techniques and choose a few techniques to do as you go throughout your day. And of course, you get full guided half-hour meditations. You can meditate up to half an hour. You can also meditate for 5 minutes or 10 or 15 or however long you are seated meditating for that day. So you have a choice. Again, it is the Sipinome meditation app if you want to go a little more deeply into the different series I share here on the podcast. So when you layer the different meditation techniques, it helps you better transition from whatever you were doing in your busy day to a place of peace and stillness. It's pretty difficult to be going about your day and to decide, oh, I think I'll sit down and meditate, and then to sit down and instantly be transported to inner stillness. That doesn't usually happen, even with long-time meditators. Usually, there is some kind of preparation, meaning a different meditation technique or yoga posture that you can do to help you transition your thoughts from your to-do list and that conversation you had with someone, or whatever you happen to be doing. Two, feeling receptive and ready for stillness. This is one of the biggest mistakes meditators make, and that is when someone wants to meditate and they sit down and they think that something is supposed to be happening to them, that suddenly peace or stillness will suddenly land in your lap and you will be meditating. Meditation comes from within you. You create that state of stillness within yourself. It's incredibly dynamic and it takes energy and focus. And so the meditation techniques get you to that place where you can focus and feel stillness. So as you settle yourself down to do today's meditation, begin with your spine straight and your eyes closed, and slightly elevate your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This is referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. It helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. You can mentally repeat to yourself the affirmation for this week. Now is all I need. Not the past, not the future. Now, this moment is all I need. You may hold your hand in the Brahma or Bee Mudra. Doing this with both hands, your hands are on your lap with your palms uplifted. Curl your index finger downward, and then with your thumb, touch the outside by your fingernail of your middle fingers. And then your ring finger and little finger are extended outward. This mudra helps you to feel mental clarity. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, draw your breath inward and upward with each inhale. Draw your breath up to your spiritual eye. And as you exhale, release your breath and release tension. Inhale again, drawing your breath inward and upward to your spiritual eye. And as you release your breath, feel it roll downward along your spine. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And focus on your first chakra, right at the base of your tailbone. And visualize yourself feeling grounded. And send out gratitude to those people in your life who've helped you feel connected and grounded. Send out your gratitude. Continue your meditation, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.